BuckLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, and as usual, anything goes. Maybe it's a political issue that you got on your mind. Maybe a personal problem. Whatever you want, you take control. 800-259-9231, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
The Friday night edition, and you can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got all kinds of good stuff on the website for you, including live streaming, the broadband version of the show, the dial-up version. It's all free. It's all on the house. And big thanks to everybody so far this month, in the past 3 days, who have gone to vote.freetalklive.com and voted for the show. Because we started at, like, 10th place. And have risen in the ranks. We're at number 4 right now.
Yes. And it's resulted in some very good news today, has it not?
Absolutely. I don't know if... I guess we could... No, I don't want to break it.
No need to bring it. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know if it's going to actually happen.
But the people that vote need to know that their votes count for something.
They're going to know as of next week. So we're going to have to hold off on that. It's tempting to break this.
All you can say is that there is some potential... Potential major media coverage for Free Talk Live.
Potential major media from New York City kind of coverage. Nationwide coverage.
Potential major media coverage for Free Talk Live.
Kind of conservative...
Newspaper-ish coverage.
Newspaper-ish.
Conservative newspaper, New York City.
Yeah, a big newspaper that goes farther than New York City.
Well, enough of that. Let's get down to the dollars and cents of this show. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
So, I don't know where we're going to start tonight, because when you don't call in, that means we have to control the show. That hospital story, man, which is definitely a hot one, I think we should go there.
Well, let's talk about it. Parking lot not close enough for British Columbia hospital staff. A Kelowna man who drove an unconscious man to the parking lot of his local hospital couldn't believe his ears when the medical staff told him to call 911 and wait for an ambulance. Ralph Vogel and his wife...
Wait, what?
Yes. He was in the parking lot of the hospital...
With an unconscious man.
With an unconscious man in his car. And the staff said to call an ambulance, and we'll see you then.
So I'm imagining he's driving up to the emergency area where they've got the little overhang and people can get out of their cars and take people into the doors.
Yep.
And he's just kind of, can you imagine he's just yelling for help or something like that? Because it's not, I mean, if you've got another full-grown man in the car with you, it's not exactly an easy task to remove him by yourself from the car. And so he probably was asking for help to get his buddy or whoever out of the car. And
in this case, it wasn't a car. It was an RV.
An RV. Nobody wanted to help him.
Yeah. The story does get a little stranger. Ralph Vogel, that's the driver of the RV, and his wife had been letting a homeless man sleep in their motorhome, but became alarmed when they couldn't wake him on Wednesday morning. So Vogel powered up the motorhome and drove him to the Kelowna General Hospital. This is just strange. Why are they letting the homeless guy sleep in the RV?
I don't know. I don't know why you would do something like that, but I guess... Anyway, that's not really the crux of the story.
No. So he ran inside, told the medical staff that the man was either dying or dead in his motorhome. Mm. When the staff told him, call 911 and wait for an ambulance, he told them that the man was just outside the parking lot. He was still told to call 911.
Did he call from the hospital phone? Did he actually, like, use the hospital phone?
To call 911? Like, he went to a payphone. He's like, okay, turned around, went to a payphone, and called 911?
Oh, that's what I mean, because otherwise he would have had to have found it. I was kind of just thinking, like, the desk phone. I suppose they do have some payphones in hospitals.
In hospitals, sure they usually do.
Right.
I'm sure they do. Well, by the time the ambulance arrived, it was much too late. The man had already been dead for several hours.
Ooh.
The hospital now admits the staff made a mistake by refusing.
They're not saying the ambulance took several hours, are they?
No.
They're not saying either way.
That's true.
They're not saying anything, as you can imagine.
Most likely the ambulance only took a few minutes to get there, but the person who wrote this article wanted to twist it to sound like it could have taken the ambulance several hours to get
there. Who knows? I don't know how you can say most likely.
The only reason I say that is because knowing the way most journalists write, if the ambulance took several hours, then this person would have written, after waiting for the ambulance for several hours. But no, in this case, by the time the ambulance got there, it was already too late.
Yes. Well, this isn't the first time that this same hospital, the Kelowna General Hospital, has refused to treat someone just outside their doors. 3 years ago, a woman collapsed just meters away from the emergency room doors, and I had to wait for an ambulance. Yep.
This is excellent. I mean, I feel sorry for the guy who's dead.
That's nice, Ian. This is great.
But no, what is great about it is we had one of our listeners, Paul, who was trying to hold our feet to the flame a few weeks back. Or maybe it was just my feet to the flame. I don't know. But he was coming up with an argument against pro-freedom. Like, he was coming up with an argument against libertarianism, saying, well, if you didn't have mandates that every hospital accept every single person that came through their emergency room doors, then you'd have people dying in the streets. That was his argument. His argument was that hospitals are evil, and they're going to turn people away. Like, if you're a hospital in Alabama, you're going to turn black people away from your emergency room, that sort of thing. And that was his fear, and so his fear led him to say that, well, we need to legislate this. We need to legislate this so it guarantees that people get accepted. But here's perfect evidence that in Canada, where the entire healthcare system is so controlled, it is totally a socialist healthcare system there.
Just about.
What do they call that? Universal healthcare. And taxpayer supported. That means there's all kinds of rules attached to things. I'm sure that if we went and opened up the Canada law books, we would find a law that says you must accept everybody that comes to your emergency via calling 911 or something like that. There must have been some provision in there, because here it is, with all the laws and all the controls, this hospital has been found guilty of refusing treatment twice.
Well, instead of people dying in the street, they're actually dying in the parking lot of the hospital.
Right, which is, I guess, a little bit more convenient, if nothing else.
Well, the coroner knows where to go.
They are saving money on gas.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't have to drive the meat wagon very far.
I just found it interesting that here you go. That was perfect rebuttal to what Paul was saying.
Yep.
So let's let the free market decide. Let's let the free market take care of this stuff.
This is your right to universal health care here. This is what it amounts to.
This is what it ends up doing.
Yeah.
And we've also given other stories in the past from other countries that have socialized health care, and they're just dismal. The systems are just so sad. People have to wait forever.
Ours aren't that great, but it's because the government's halfway in ours.
Right.
I'm just trying to think about what would happen if private businesses tried to do something like that. You know, just not even hospitals, just anything. Like, you know, you go to the pizza place and you walk in, you're like, hey, I want to get a pizza. Like, go outside, call us,
right,
and wait for the delivery guy to get there with your pizza.
But I'm in the parking lot.
But I'm
well, deliver to your car, sir.
But
not
I'm
allowed
actually,
in this building.
Yeah, but I'm actually here right now, and I have my note, sir. Telephone.
Rules are rules.
Yeah, sorry, that's policy,
well,
sir.
We actually do have businesses that operate in that manner here in this country. They are, at least in this area of the country, they are the power companies. The power company here in the Tampa Bay area has no local office.
No, you can't go to the power company.
You cannot go down to the power company and demand to see a manager. There's just nobody there. You can't. You can call their phone line, which is being answered somewhere in the center of the state or whatever.
Oh, that's right. You can, if you need to pay your bill, you can go to like the UPS store and pay your bill.
They have several convenient payment locations around town. You can go to UPS store, you can go to the Pac Mails, you can go, I mean, there's all kinds of payment locations. So they make it real easy to separate you from your money. But as far as actually giving you service, the people who you're paying money to at the payment locations are not ever the power company employees. They're just people who collect money.
Right.
Right.
They work for the UPS store. That's all. And then FPL gives them a cut or something like that for processing the payments for them. So you can't actually go down there. So the more control, the more socialism, the more monopoly that we have, and again,
less customer service.
Only government can install monopolies. The worse things get, the worse business gets. More coming back. This is your show. Take control. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, M.D.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The Friday night edition, we are here with you until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through and over 500 users interacting there. All the members of the crew have accounts, lots of our listeners, so everybody's getting interactive, and it's all free and fun at freetalklive.com.
Don't believe the hype. I don't post there ever.
You were posting
that?
There today, you liar.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that.
The MySpace thing?
No, this is the BBS. Hello, pay attention. That's okay. Manwich is under the weather tonight.
Yeah. My brain's not working this evening.
Manwich's wife has been making him work.
That's true.
He did volunteer into the relationship, so I don't know if it's necessarily you could call it making him.
Yeah, I know, but now I can't pick on him anymore either because I am also wearing a titanium ring.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I can't give him crap about his wedding ring anymore. Mine's not a wedding ring, but it's also. So I don't know. That just threw me. I just noticed that when you mentioned him volunteering, I was going to make fun of him for being married, and I was going to make fun of his ring, and then I remembered I'm wearing one.
Wait, does that mean you're engaged?
No, it just means I'm just wearing a ring. That's all.
He found a piece of titanium big enough to go around a huge sausage of a finger he's got. So he thought he'd put it on.
Look at that. That's a key ring.
That is a big thing. Good Lord. Right, that's like the rim to an old wagon or something.
This is the show about your calls. We're going to go to the phones, to the fun, to Aaron in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
How you fellas doing tonight?
What's
doing
happening, good. Aaron?
I just wanted to give you guys a quick props because I just kind of started listening to you the past week or so. And
did you just kind of start listening to us?
Just kind of. Well, that's the terminology up here in North Carolina. Just kind of means I've been listening for a while. But I just want to say,
how did you stumble across us, Aaron?
Podcast Alley. Voted for you guys today.
Excellent.
I heard your call and wanted to guys get you moved up on the top 10 there. So
we're definitely moving up. Thanks to you, Aaron. Now, did you tell a few friends about the show yet? Because that's crazy.
Well, I'm in my own little world at work, so I just kind of listen to you guys and do what I need.
You
got to
have internet friends, right? Like internet buddies, instant messenger pals.
Oh yeah. I haven't gotten to spreading the word yet. So
there you go.
But
spam the world, man.
But I just want to give you guys a quick shout-out saying I love your show. And
well, we're glad you're out there. Now, you got to have an issue, man. You got to have something you want to talk about, a pet project or something like that.
And just so you know, we don't normally allow shout-outs on this show, but when it's to us, it's okay. All right.
Yeah, you can shout-out to Free Talk Live all you want.
Well, here's my issue, that I'm only halfway through a bottle of wine I'm drinking. I can't get through the bottle of wine quick.
You better hurry.
Well, that's unfortunate, too, because we like having calls on Friday nights when people have already consumed their wine.
But,
we don't get enough of those anymore.
Yeah, you know, I really love the... We had some guys that used to call in and shoot off shotguns and drink beer in the woods.
Yeah, and that was down here in Florida. I bet that goes on in North Carolina, too.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Just not in my neck of the woods here in the city. But
I see.
But, I will say this. I was listening to your, you talking about those rich folks out in California and building the houses on the side of cliffs. And,
yes, that was earlier this week.
Woe is us because, you know, we don't have insurance on our houses, but, you know, we'll still build them on the side of a cliff anyway. And,
right.
And I really agreed, you know, with what you guys were saying about that, and it's kind
of... I should bring up a point of clarification. According to one of our listeners, he corrected me, and... Again, this is according to him, they actually were not insured by the federal government. Those particular houses, because it was a landslide and not a mudslide or something like that, there was some sort of technicality that prevented them from being insured. But the point is good nonetheless, that the federal government does use tax dollars to prop up rich people. That's absolutely
and
a
that
fact.
That was my whole thing. You know, I came home after listening to the podcast, and I was just like, you know, talking to my wife, you know that this and that. And she was like, you're not being really, you know, caring about this stuff. So I'm like, they're freaking, you know, they don't have insurance and they build these houses on the side of the cliff anyway. And our tax dollars are going towards, you know, FEMA and all that crap to help them out. And it's just not fair. And she's
I
can see that.
I'm so not okay. I'm so not okay with tax dollars going to a group of people who have so much money. They're just like, I don't really need to have the common sense to know not to build my house right out into the sky and just prop it up with sticks.
Well, and I was listening to NBC News or something like that, and the folks that after interviewing, they said, well, they're blaming that on the building boom, you know.
What?
Wanting to build houses.
They're out of flat land. All they can do is stick them out of the sides of the mountains.
Well, that's what I was like. I was like, but... You're still building your freaking house on the side of a cliff when you don't have insurance.
Yeah.
I mean,
why don't you just build it right out in the middle of the ocean while you're at it?
But yeah, listening to you and it's helped me. I don't agree with everything that I hear, but that's the beauty of it.
Of course not. You'd be crazy like I am if that was the case.
But, you'd be unhinged.
But to kind of look at it at a different angle is way cool, and I'm glad.
Well, you know, that's what we're trying to do here, Aaron. We're trying to provide the talk radio world with that different angle, with that alternative perspective That is neither left nor is it right. And I think that we're doing it right because people like you are climbing on board, and we're glad you're out there, man. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I just wanted to say good job, and I'll definitely keep listening. Don't know if I can make a Friday night, the live Friday night broadcast every Friday, but I'll definitely download the podcast and listen to it when I can.
But Friday's the only night worth listening to,
man. Oh, go away, you. All right. That's why we've got the archive. So, Aaron, we're glad you're out there. Call us back sometime, man. We appreciate it.
We'll do it.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I'm glad he actually had an issue because, I mean, a little smoke blowing is nice, but issues are really
issues
what
are good.
Free Talk Live is about.
It's like, I only have one issue, that I can't hug you all right now. That would have been the best call ever.
No.
It does feel, you know, it does make you feel a little warm and fuzzy inside when you've got a brand new listener that is coming across ideas that aren't normally heard. Ideas that aren't given airtime.
So you think in the cases of these houses that because it was a landslide rather than a mudslide that they're not going to get they're not getting.
I thought it was a mudslide rather than a landslide. It was one of those two. It was some sort of weirdo technicality that basically, according to our listener, the government did not actually have in their program. So now they'll probably have the rich people saying, "We need to add this.
Yes, we must have this immediately.
We need mudslide protection too."
I'm sure that their regular insurance, if they have any of that stuff, is going to cover it. But I hate to see people suffer anywhere. But at the same time,
you're asking for it.
When you ask for help, that's one thing, though.
No, not asking for the
you're
help.
Asking for damage.
Yeah, they were asking for that disaster to take place.
I don't feel sorry for the guy who asked to be eaten by the German cannibal, nor do I feel sorry for the rich people who build their houses on the sides of cliffs or in the middle of the ocean.
If I choose to live my life hanging by my ankles, I should not be entitled to government health care when I pass out.
No, obviously, wherever you build, you're going to take some sort of risk. We're here in Florida. Mm-hmm. There's always a risk of hurricanes. If you're in the breadbasket, you got a risk of tornadoes. So clearly, you can't. There's some sort of percentage risk point at which I don't care about your failure.
Right.
You know, I feel sorry for the average family in the breadbasket who gets their house torn apart by a tornado, because where else could they build?
Mm-hmm.
They did not take an extra risk, an extra unnecessary risk, and build on the side of a cliff.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. So there you go.
Ian's like, of course I'm right. I was speaking, wasn't I? Just that, I don't know, you just kind of had that look on your face.
800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Torgo, what do we got coming up here this hour?
Apparently in Seminole County, there's a sheriff who kind of wants to change the way hurricane shelters work.
All right. We'll find out what that means. I think it has something to do with sexuality. We're coming back with more Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Sexual hurricane shelters. Coming back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Let's play a short game called Things That Don't Last Long Enough. Green Arctic summers and red hot loves may come to mind, but stay tuned and I'll tell you about a yellow quickie that's causing havoc on the road.
Bobby Lycus here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked-on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
Green light, red light.
Whoa! What happened to yellow? Seems the yellow light is going the way of a golden opportunity. It just doesn't last long enough. In fact, yellow lights in many areas have been shortened up to 30%, resulting in drivers running more lights and an increase in accidents. So what difference can a measly second make? In Mesa, Arizona, Public Works added an extra second to their yellow lights. And the long-lasting prizes were a 73% reduction in red light running and a major drop in accidents. If you're thinking in the short term, beware. An increase in cameras at red lights may catch you scooting through yellow, which will cost you some green. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so.
A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That is 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, even pop culture. Anything goes, 1-800-259-9231. There's an email address as well. It's ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We may or may not read your emails on the air. So the best way to get your opinions out is via the phones. And if you feel so inclined, you are welcome to email any of us individually. So if you want to email Torgo direct, it's Torgo@freetalklive.com.
How do you spell Torgo?
Come on, man.
T-O-R-G-O.
You are a fifth grade speller, yes.
T-O-R-G-O. Torgo.
For anyone who doesn't know,
it could be French. T-O-R-G-A-E-A-U.
That would be so awesome. It's like Torgo.
My name is Torgo. Actually, for those of you who don't know, we sit in here during the breaks, and Manwich is always tapping away at his laptop, sending emails or something, and he constantly is asking us for help with his spelling ability.
Hey, Torgo, spell combination.
Yeah, that was the one tonight. Combination.
There should be an O in there. Combo Nation.
And you went to private school, too, for a good chunk of your life.
You know, it's
you should be ashamed.
All spelling is rote memory. And I am saving space in my brain for more. It is absolutely rote memory.
You can spell, and most if you have just the basics of English down, you can spell words you've never heard before in some cases. I mean, you might not always get them right, but you can at least come close.
You know, letters make sounds, right? Have sounds associated with them. And so, for example, you know what a T sounds like. Then you should know where to place a T in your word.
And then
you're
confused by all those silent T's.
Ah, four M's and a silent Q, I understand.
T is in shut up.
All right, so anything goes. Otherwise, we bring up what we want. So tell me about the sexy hurricane shelters.
Sexy hurricane.
Strippers in hurricane shelters?
Being sheltered from a sexy hurricane? Not likely.
I'm going to get a T-shirt that says that. Sex hurricane. What do you think?
He's going to walk into his bedroom one night and he's gonna be like, hey, honey.
She's going to be like, go away.
I'm tired. You've been working out in the heat too long today, Manwich.
We're married. Go away.
A sheriff in Sanford, Florida, a sheriff has proposed banning sex offenders from public hurricane shelters in his county.
Oh, you mean like registered sex offenders?
Right.
I see.
Yes.
I thought we were talking about like convicted sex offenders in jail or something.
Don't let them out of jail and into the high school. You know, I could see that, really.
Yeah.
Let's put them on the no-fly list while we're at it.
Seminole County Sheriff Don Eslinger said sex offenders should be evacuated to a separate shelter where they can be monitored.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Eslinger told the Orlando Sentinel that he has proposed using a 50-bed work release center at the Seminole County Jail as an emergency shelter for sex offenders.
Mm.
That's right. That's their shelter. Jail.
Welcome back, boys.
I'm sure you'll all feel right at home here.
Enjoy the food. Uh-huh. Don't you guys have too much fun together now? Click.
Deputy sheriffs would be sent to the home of each known offender who fails to report to the shelter.
Whoa, wait. You have to report to the shelter?
Well, no. Unless they are home or in another approved location, they would face arrest for violation of probation.
Oh, I see. So, okay, during the hurricane,
yeah,
they will go and check on each one of the sex offenders.
Right.
See if they're home.
And if they're home, that's fine.
Okay.
But if they're not home and they haven't gone to a location where they're approved to be during a hurricane?
And if they don't show up at the location, then it's a violation.
Violation.
Yeah. I see.
So if they're not at home during the hurricane and they're not at the approved facility, then they're in trouble. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, what if they decide, like a smart person would,
I'm leaving town.
Out of here.
Let's go to Lou in Illinois. Lou, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
One thing I don't like about the hurricane in Florida and the earthquake in California is that when they get these damages that are in the billions of dollars, that goes on to all of our house insurances.
Yep.
For the damage they have. And they sit there and they'll say, oh, we only have a license to sell insurance within the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's right. I said, but when the problem happens, you're shipping this money down to Florida, you're shipping money to California to help out your sister companies, regardless what insurance company it is. This all goes on top of our house insurance.
Really? I didn't know that. Now, I knew the federal government was doing things like that. I definitely oppose that, but I didn't realize that individual insurance companies do that sort of thing. Couldn't you buy from an insurer that did not exist in other states?
Oh, if I could find one, I would.
Well, I'll tell you, many insurers have dropped Florida entirely. I've just bought a home Wednesday, and getting insurance, darn difficult after these hurricanes. There's just not that many companies offering it anymore.
A few insurance companies went broke last year in the hurricane season in Florida.
Yeah, it's true.
And when they go belly up, I don't think you come out with any money out of the deal. They don't have money in escrow or anything.
Yeah, I would imagine that they
have. Is there someone insuring the insurers?
I'll tell you what, they have a lot of very nice scams going. One thing is when they come out and say that they lost money for the year or something, you know.
Yeah, insurance companies.
But the thing is, when I sue them for $50 million, they have to take that $50 million and put it into an escrow account. And they have millions and millions of dollars, probably billions of dollars in escrow accounts that they are drawing interest off of. So they show where they came out losing money. Sure, they settled the claim 10 years later. You sue them for $50 million, and you ended up on a $500,000. Meantime,
if you buy a house with cash, do you have to get insurance? Because I know that if you're buying with a mortgage, the bank's going to require you to get the insurance in order to get the mortgage.
But
you have to get insurance if you go with cash.
I don't believe you do, because when I canceled my insurance, the bank seems to find out in a matter of minutes.
Right.
And I told them, I said, and my house is paid off, so it's up to you. But if someone gets hurt on your property, what are you going to do then? You know,
what were you going to do then? Did you reinstate with another company, or are you insurance free?
I did go with another company.
Mm-hmm.
I already had the insurance with that company a few days earlier.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think that I don't think the insurance industry is perfect. That's for sure. There's a lot of government regulation involved in the insurance business, and I think that if we could get the government out of that particular industry, you'd probably end up with more competition, lower prices, and more customizable plans as a result of it.
Man, I knew was an engineer with a very large insurance company, something like Prudential, John Hancock, and so forth. And his job was to check out factories in foreign countries as to what the risk was on insuring them.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought that up about their loss. And then I came back with thinking about, yeah, all your escrow money. And he started to smile. He said, yeah, you're right. So they do have billions in the accounts in order to cover, you know, whatever the lawsuit's for. But
well, I think
that comes out at the end of the year where they show a loss. But they didn't take a loss.
All the regulation on insurance companies that the government has causes it so that only the big, big ones can really operate.
You know,
some little guy can't start up an insurance company.
Yeah, you should be able to start your own mutual aid society or something like that. You shouldn't have to go through all the loophole, all the hoops and everything to start your own insurance company. But that's how they do it. It's a protected industry, just like all the other major industries in this country. The government is a protection racket for them.
You realize that if you were go out, say you just bought this house in Florida.
Yes.
You were building a house in Florida. You're going to be the contractor.
Well, no, he bought it.
I know, but I mean,
okay.
If you were building one, all these subs would then come along and check your credit. And if your credit is checked too many times, like with State Farm or Farm Bureau or some of those companies, your insurance goes up.
Really?
There's so many weird things that go on behind the scenes. Lou, great call, man. We appreciate you making it. Call us again sometime, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Yeah, I've heard something similar to that before, where if your credit gets checked a certain number of times,
he's right,
score goes down.
Sort of. He's right, sort of.
Well, anyway, there's always these bizarro things going on in the background that most people don't even know about. That's terrible. Well, I should be able to check my credit as many times as I want. It's my credit. More Free Talk Live on the way.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The Friday night edition, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to get your calls in about whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Targo.
And Manwich.
Of course, join us online at freetalklive.com and grab up the archives, last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right on the front page of the website. And as you scroll down, when you get to day number 6, you'll find there's a little link there to our friends over at downloadradio.org that are hosting our archives all the way back to March 1st. All of it free. Costs you nothing, unlike those other talk shows out there that want to fleece you for $5 or $6 a month. How dare they?
Demand free archives, just like Free Talk Live.
Absolutely.
I think you should call in on their air and say, we want free archives, just like Free Talk Live.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, we need to do that. We need to organize, like, there are these, sometimes, we're on a network called GCN, and there are other shows, obviously, on during the daytime. And from time to time, their fanatic listeners will call in and drop the names of the show hosts and drop the names of the other shows. And I don't know
on
if...
On our show.
Right. And we're not here to talk about other talk shows. I mean, it's fine if you want to drop a name, whatever. But I don't think that our listeners go out and actively name drop Free Talk Live
on
other talk shows.
No.
So maybe we should consider a campaign of some sort. Maybe get you know, the hardcore Free Talk Live listeners, the P1s out there, on one given day to call the, you know, call every syndicated talk show they listen to during the daytime.
It's not so bad
to name drop Free Talk Live.
Having the hosts of our own syndicator dropped on our show. Now, that's not so bad. But, you know, doing it on some other syndicated show.
Like on Rush Limbaugh.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That would be
Rush
awesome.
Wouldn't know what to say.
Now, he wouldn't know what it was, probably. He'd probably never heard of us.
Like Free Talk Live.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't know to drop it. I mean,
Come on. Rush knows we're against the drug war, and he is all about Free Talk Live and us getting heroin and whatever.
You think Rush Limbaugh would like secretly fund the show so we could end the war on drugs?
That'd be great.
Did you read his commentary about this show?
You pulled me back.
I don't know. I was just kind of...
Okay. All right. All righty. 800-259-9231. So I don't know if we'd finish this issue up about the hurricanes in Florida. One of the counties here in this particular state has... And again, we're talking about this just because it's oddball, not necessarily because everybody has a risk of hurricane damage, but they're going to segregate the sexual offenders, those who are on the rolls of, you know, when you get busted for some sort of sexual offense and you get out of jail. In most every state in the union, you go onto the sexual offender list, and then usually that means that you have to inform the state whenever you move to a new location. And in many cases, there's provisions for actually informing the neighbors that live around you that you're living in their neighborhood.
Right,
yeah,
and
that's
here,
very fun.
And here in Jacksonville, Florida, if you let's see, if you're a sex offender and you seek emergency shelter during a hurricane, you have to disclose your sex crime conviction to the shelter volunteers when you get there, too. That's another thing. You have to show up and be like, now, I am a registered sex offender, so if you don't want to have me, you know, protecting the children, just, you know, you can put me over here in a corner.
I'm a registered sex offender, and I'd like to volunteer for babysitting.
You know, what are you going to... Look, I've never been to one of these shelters before, but I can... Just based on the news footage and things like that I've seen, it's usually something that happens in a high school gymnasium, for instance.
Sure.
It's a big, open area.
Giant room.
People go in there with their... maybe there's cots.
Yes.
Maybe sleeping bags, and that's about it. I mean, so you've got a large room full of people that felt as though they were... threatened by the storm, they had to come to this place.
Right, so they all wanted to huddle together in one place to get killed in, you know, like just a big group.
Well, it's a big safer building than, say, the trailer park that they're living in.
I guess.
Yes, it is absolutely safer than a trailer park. You're
well, than a trailer park, possibly, yeah.
Well,
but
there are lots of trailer parks in Florida. That's why they have shelters.
I understand, but people who are in buildings like the one we're in right now, which is, you know, just for people who have watched the video that's on the website, this is just a house, you know, just a regular house.
We're probably going to end up doing a show during a hurricane at some point this year.
Right. I mean, this is just a regular house. I don't know that I feel that this building... And people evacuate houses like this all the time.
Yeah.
I don't feel that a high school gymnasium would be any safer than this, you know, stucco monstrosity that Ian lives in.
No, I don't necessarily... It's concrete block, by the way.
Oh, is it?
So it's actually probably safer than some other houses.
But okay.
You know, the issue with... when you're in Florida, one of the issues with hurricanes is you've got stuff flying through the air if you're actually in a hurricane. I mean, if you've ever seen any of the pictures from the aftermath of a hurricane, they are some amazing things that happen. I mean, literally, telephone poles have wooden rods stuck through the middle of them. I mean, these things were flying through the air so fast that, like one of those resin chairs that somebody would have on their back porch. You know, that kind of thing can fly through a window at any time.
Right.
Or something more dangerous. And so you have to get to an area usually in your house where there's no windows. I mean, because then that minimizes the risk. And there's usually no windows in a gym, so that might be one of the benefits.
Or you could just huddle with your family in a bathroom like you're all on a Coke binge.
Doesn't sound like
Have you fun. Ever huddled with your family on a Coke binge before?
Twice.
Okay. Anyway, 800-259-9231. So, not like we're trying to talk about hurricanes.
We are talking about sex offenders to some extent. And it does kind of bring up something I've thought about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that sex offenders and regular offenders should be housed in the same prisons and jails.
Why?
I think they're different. I think they have different needs, as it were. Sex offenders should get counseling, quite honestly.
Well, why don't we just segregate everybody, then? Why don't we put the drug users in one ward?
I don't think there should be drug users in prison.
Huh.
But I definitely don't think the DUI... I think there should be three classifications. DUI, manslaughter, sex offender, and violent crimes.
Run for sheriff, Manwich. 800-259-9231. We got calls on the line, and your calls, hopefully, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
If you'd like an electrically adjustable bed, but don't think you can afford one, you haven't priced Craftmatic adjustable beds recently. Craftmatic Model 2 beds adjust to 1,001 comfortable positions, offer optional heat and relaxing built-in massage, and they temporarily relieve the pain of many health problems. Yet they cost hundreds less than many quality flatbeds. And Craftmatic Model 3 adjustable beds are available at just 50% of the Model 2's low cost. 50%! Call toll-free to get a free Craftmatic adjustable bed catalog by mail. You'll receive full details on Model 3's at 50% of a Model 2's low cost. Pick up your phone and call now for our free catalog. There's absolutely no obligation.
Call toll-free 1-800-419-5252. That's 1-800-419-5252. That number again, 1-800-419-5252.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you a bunch of stuff on the website absolutely free. The Shrine of Female Listeners, the updates, the archives, bulletin board system, live streaming. All we ask you to do is vote for the show once a month. If you've already done it this month, big thanks to you. If you haven't done it yet, then go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address and a moment of time. And
yes.
That's it.
It helps enormously. As a matter of fact, today it helped enormously.
It helped us out big time, and we'll tell you more about that next week, getting some, hopefully, some major press coverage as a result of you guys voting for the show. So go to vote.freetalklive.com.
Now, let's get into this issue. I want to,
what issue?
Real quick, is why we wouldn't talk about the big news on the air today, even though...
Because it's not confirmed yet.
It's not confirmed.
I was interviewed for an article, but that doesn't mean I'll make it into the article.
That's true, but I mean, I think that currently the excitement's behind it here in the studio, and then we don't get to say anything about it, and it loses out on that energy.
So you shouldn't have said anything about it. You're the one that brought it up. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Johnson in Florida. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
Oh, hello.
Hello. I wanted to bring up, you guys were talking about trying to get an organized campaign about, you know, to get more attention on these other shows. And I was thinking that, you know, maybe you need to come up with a gimmick like, you know, that one other show, you know, where they've got the people who call up shows and they say something like flotation device or something like, you know, Baba Booey.
Right.
Oh, is that right? Oh, okay, I didn't. I didn't realize
yeah, they
did that.
They say bubble.
What? Like La Liberty? I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's so meaningless. It's meaningless to anybody that doesn't know what Baba Booey is a reference to. I know what it means, but it doesn't.
You know what? I know what it means. I've never listened to his show once.
Huh.
I think they just need to say, "Listen to Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com,"
just to see if they could get dumped.
See, but something like Baba Booey or whatever, like that gets out right, and it's a fast thing. You can say it real fast.
Right.
If you start saying "listen to," you know, and you say that in an excited way, that talk show host is gonna dump you before you even get the words out.
All right,
and
I got it.
A dump machine, dump the whole, you know, few seconds.
I got it then. Real simple. You ready? Fire Manwich.
It doesn't take long to just throw out freetalklive.com, though, really. I mean, if you just wanted to slip that in there.
I think if you went with Fire Manwich, Hormel might get up in arms. I mean,
yeah. Probably.
At some point or another, we're going to have to face the fact that ConAgra Foods is going to sue our pants.
Talk about good publicity, Manwich.
You know, actually, that was the other thing that I really wanted to bring up, and this is kind of related. I wanted to just thank Ian for turning me on to turkey meat.
Oh, okay.
just going a totally different direction. It's Free Talk Live. I just wanted to talk briefly about turkey meat.
Sure, man, go for it.
The stuff is amazing. I mean, I went to the supermarket today to buy some of this stuff for the first time.
You got 30 seconds to love on turkey meat.
It was like $2 for the same amount that I would have for, ground beef that would cost me like $10.
Yeah, and the turkey bacon is cheaper than regular bacon. And not only that, it tastes better, too.
It tastes good. It's lower fat.
Less fat. So instead of cooking off a bunch of fat or having to pull the nasty old fat strips off your bacon, you actually get to eat the entire strip of bacon. Johnson, great call. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. That's right. We'll talk about turkeys. We'll talk about politics. We'll talk about turkeys in politics and much, much more. This is
nice.
Your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Fireman Witch.
If you're tired of...